This Monday morning on Wake Up with Hope, we have a wonderful message brought to us by our friends from Voice of Prophecy, music by Don Singh, and another recipe from Gia and her team.
Stay with us.
Happy Monday morning to you, friends, and thank you for joining us this morning at Wake Up With Hope.
It's another great day at Wake Up With Hope, and we are so excited to be waking up with you.
And today's an extra special day because it's our son's birthday.
So happy birthday, Elijah. We are so proud of you.
We love you, bud. He's 17 years old. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, it's also National First Responders Day, and we want to pause to celebrate the first responders. You know, first responders are exactly that, the first ones to respond in times of an emergency or a crisis. They are the ones that can make the difference between life and death.
Absolutely. So to all of our first responders out there, we say thank you.
Thank you. And what a wonder to know that we can serve the first responder of all first responders, Jesus Christ. He is the one who we can call on at any moment. He is the one who is always ready to serve us, to help us, and to lead us in life. You know, we can't wait to share Him with you today. So let's begin by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history in 1886, the Statue of Liberty, a symbol of freedom and friendship for the people of France to the United States, was dedicated in New York Harbor by President Grover Cleveland. Originally called Liberty Enlightening the World, the statue was conceived by French abolitionist Edouard de Laboulaye to honor the Franco-American alliance during the American Revolution. French sculptor Frederick Auguste Bartholdi designed the 151-foot figure in the form of a woman holding a torch aloft. The statue's steel framework, a remarkable feat of engineering, was designed by Eugene Emmanuel Violet Leduc and Alexandre Gustave Eiffel, renowned for his work on the Eiffel Tower.
You know, the Statue of Liberty stands as a symbol of freedom and hope in America. As we follow Jesus, He also calls us to be beacons of light in a world often filled with darkness. You know, Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 and 16, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." So friends, will you accept His call today? Will you stand tall like the Statue of Liberty and uphold mercy, justice, and love in today's world? Will you be the hands and feet of Jesus to those around you? Well, ultimately, will you be the light that the world needs? He will help you to fulfill His mission for your life. And all you have to do is accept His calling.
Amen. Well, friends, it's Monday and Gia and Olive are back with a healthy and delicious treat. This time, they're making peanut butter smoothie. Yummy.
We are back with an awesome smoothie recipe. Your kids are going to love this recipe. It is delicious. It's got natural peanut butter. It's got frozen bananas, so you're not using cream or ice cream to make it, you know, like a milkshake or a smoothie, and it does taste like a milkshake. It'll make quite a lot. While you're blending, if it gets too thick, just add some more milk. So here we go. We've got peanut butter. It's a whole natural peanut butter, and I use crunchy. It's really good to use the crunchy because sometimes you get a bit of crunchiness in the smoothie. So that's half a cup, and I'm using 1 cup of coconut milk. The coconut milk I'm using is the coconut milk not in a can, but the coconut milk you get in the non-dairy section where the soy milks are and all that. You get coconut milk there. And I'm using 2 cups of just soy milk or almond milk, whatever milk you like. And I'm going to put 3 frozen bananas in this one. You can add more bananas, you can add more milk. Just up the recipe a little bit if you want to make it for more people. Now, frozen bananas, up till recently, they didn't have them in the freezer section, but now the supermarkets are actually carrying them in the freezer section. And sometimes they're special, so always look out for them because I got these at half price, and they've always got really good specials on the frozen fruit. If you've got bananas on hand and they're about to go brown and you're going to chuck them out, freeze them. So chop them up in a bag and freeze them. Oh, I nearly forgot. We've got 1 tablespoon of coconut nectar, or you can use maple syrup, whichever one. You don't have to put sweetener in it. I just like a little bit of sweetness because I add a bit of salt. So I add a little bit of Himalayan salt, like 1/2 teaspoon. I add a little bit of sweetness because it really does make this smoothie so good. Okay, let's try. Let's see how far we'll go with this one. Okay, I blended that until it was smooth, and now I'm gonna pour it in our glasses. Look at that, delicious smoothie. This peanut butter smoothie is gonna blow your kids' mind, okay? So it's an awesome way to give them protein, a healthy way to give them protein. I've also got stainless steel straws, which I use with the kids because they're reusable and it helps not waste all that plastic. I'll put a little bit of cinnamon on top as well. So a little bit of cinnamon, and there you have it, your natural peanut butter banana smoothie. I know you want it, don't you? There you go. Have some. How good is that? Oh, yeah, that's pretty special.
Our friends from Live It are back this morning with a special health feature on water.
Think about how much water you drink in a typical day.
Would you drink more water if you knew it would reduce your risk of heart disease by half?
About 40% of people in this country die of cardiovascular disease. So it is a serious disease that develops over many, many years. And the good news is it is preventable.
Heart disease is caused when any blockage in your arteries keeps the heart from receiving enough blood.
The buildup of plaque can result from risk factors like smoking, high cholesterol, and high blood pressure.
This Loma Linda University health study followed 34,000 Californians over 15 years.
Both men and women who drank 5 or more glasses of water per day had about half the risk of dying of coronary heart disease.
And that's the simple tip for the day.
Drink at least 5 glasses of water every day to lower your risk for heart disease.
You can spice it up with some lemon, lime, or orange slices.
Herbal teas without sugar have also shown a similar effect on lowering your risk of heart disease.
But remember, drinks like juice and soda are high in sugar and won't give us the benefit of lowering your risk of heart disease.
There's your simple tip for the day on how you can live healthier longer.
Are you enjoying today's show? Well, inspire someone else and share it with a friend, or you can visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more inspiring content. And subscribe to our YouTube channel and keep up with us there.
See you in just a few. Wake Up with Hope. We'll be right back.
In the beginning, God, and from Him, everything, from beginning to end. When the earth was without form, dark and void, there He was, hovering upon the waters. When silence enclosed the atmosphere, He voiced, "Let there be light." And by the power of His word, there was light. And the sun, the moon, and the countless stars adorning the heavens and naming time as day and night. When chaos puzzled the horizon, He was planning, shaping, and sculpting everything from particles to planets. Oh, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Yet you love us extravagantly. And all your creation is abundant, exuberant, purposeful, beautiful, meaningful. Your resources are infinite, your wisdom unfathomable. but by creating everything, you made love accessible to everyone. How can we not bow down in awe? Why should we be dismayed? In the beginning, God, and from Him, everything, now and forever. When nothingness existed, He already was and chose to breathe His life into our existence.
It is now time for music as Don Singh shares the song, The Name of Jesus. There is power in His name.
What's in a name inside that can save a life like mine? What's my impossibility is His reality. From beginning to the end, Creator of all things, the name that resounds through the galaxies untold, Redeemer and friend and Savior of all kind, His name is Jesus, the name above all other names. He died on that cross that we might live. His infinite love is impossible. From beginning to the end, Creator of all things, the name that resounds through the galaxies untold, Redeemer and friend, Savior of all kind, His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus, the only name. His name is Jesus, the name above all the other names. There's a name in time that saved a world like mine.
Well, it's time for us to take a short break as we get ready for our motivating devotional thought this morning. When we return, our friends from Voice of Prophecy will be with us to share.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. We pray your day is starting off on the right foot as you bask in the love and peace found in Jesus.
And now we have our friends from Voice of Prophecy sharing this morning's devotional thought.
According to Scripture, the wisdom that was granted Solomon was unlike any that had ever been bestowed on man. 1 Kings 3 records it this way, "I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you." Immediately following this gifting, Solomon was faced with a delicate situation that would put his new gained intelligence to the test. The story is found in verses 16 through 28 of the same chapter. I'll tell you the story, but the Bible writers tell it better, so let me just read it to you. "Now two women who were harlots came to the king and stood before him. And one woman said, 'Oh my lord, this woman and I dwell in the same house, and I gave birth while she was in the house. Then it happened, the third day after I had given birth, that this woman also gave birth. And we were together. No one was with us in the house, except the two of us in the house. And this woman's son died in the night because she lay on him. So she arose in the middle of the night and took my son from my side while your maidservant slept, and laid him in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I arose in the morning to nurse my son, there he was, dead. But when I had examined him in the morning, indeed he was not my son whom I had born. Then the other woman said, No, but the living one is my son, and the dead one is your son. And the first woman said, No, but the dead one is your son, and the living one is my son. Thus they spoke before the king. And the king said, The one says, This is my son, who lives, and your son is the dead one. And the other says, No, but your son is the dead one, and my son is the living one. Then the king said, Bring me a sword. So they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, Divide the living child in two, and give half to one, and half to the other. Then the woman whose son was living spoke to the king, for she yearned with the compassion for her son. And she said, Oh, my lord, give her the living child, and by no means kill him. But the other said, Let him be neither mine nor yours, but divide him. So the king answered and said, Give the first woman the living child, and by no means kill him. She is his mother. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had rendered, and they feared the king, for they saw the wisdom of God was in him to administer justice. Now, the Bible doesn't say what happened to the woman that lied and was okay with the second baby being murdered, but my justice bone hopes that she received her due punishment. Regardless, I'd like to look a bit deeper into this story, especially the love of the one and the callousness of the other. The story is really about two classes of people we find in this world, the righteous and the unrighteous. And Solomon is a type of Christ. First, notice that both of these women are harlots, so they are steeped in sin. That is the same condition the entire human race finds itself in. Romans 3:23 says, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Both women have given birth to children, symbolizing the fruit of their labor and the consequences of their actions. After the horrific tragedy and their dispute, their case is presented before the king. In similar fashion, we all live and work in this world and go through our ups and downs, joys and heartbreaks. And in the end, we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And when we stand before our King and Maker, we will have to tell the story of our lives. Some will tell the truth, and some will tell a twisted version of this life that is more based on fiction, lies, and their own selfish passions than on reality. The sword can represent multiple things in Scripture. It's a fitting symbol of judgment, which is obviously present here, but also stands for the Word of God, as we see in the description of the armor of God in Ephesians 6 and in Hebrews 4:12. This word of God is the device that is used to get to the truth. Here's how it reads. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. In the story of Solomon's judgment, Solomon used the sword to discern the thoughts. He said, One woman says this, and the other that. How can we know the truth? And that's where the sword came out. And in short order, the truth was revealed. But it's not just truth that is revealed according to Hebrews 4. It's also the intent of the heart. Or another way to say this, the sword, the word of God, reveals love. When the two women were presented with the possible judgment of cutting the baby in half so each would possess one half, it brought forth from each the fruits of their labor. It unmasked each woman and lay open for all to see the nature of their hearts. The one woman whose baby had died because she had rolled onto it in the middle of the night revealed that she was cold and calloused. She was an individual who was indifferent to the cares of anyone, including the life of the innocent. On the other hand, the real mother demonstrated tenderness, compassion, true love. Although separation from her child would cause her to be heartbroken for the rest of her life, she was comforted by the thought that at least her baby would live. This will be the difference between the righteous and the wicked in the end. The wicked, when presented with the sword of truth, will demonstrate that the fruit of their lives is nothing but selfishness and ruthless indifference to life and the laws of God. Conversely, the righteous will demonstrate that although their lives have not been perfect either, their greatest desire is to love God with all of their heart, soul, and mind, and love others as they love themselves, which happens to be the two greatest commandments of all. Now, how is it with you today? What do the fruits of your tireless labor and toil look like? We find ourselves in the same boat, fallen and in need of a Savior. And each one of us is presented with the opportunity to live a life on this earth that is fit for producing good fruit. Many will not give it much thought and will simply continue living this life of toilsome labor, not giving a care of what their fruit looks like and who gets injured on the journey. But others will spend their life devoted to God and doing whatever they can to bless and love people through the power of Christ. It's my prayer that you and I will choose the latter. Let me pray with you for a moment. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you again, Lord, for the Word of God and for these stories. Now, Father, in this particular story, we see the callous indifference of one over the other. Father, it's our prayer that as we live lives with you, that you will change us, that you will transform us into loving and caring people. For the Bible says that the greatest two commandments is to love our God and to love our neighbors. And that's what we want to do this morning. Help us to love you and help us to love our neighbors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, friends, we at the Voice of Prophecy pray that you wake up with hope each and every day. Thank you for starting your Monday morning with us. Whatever this new week has in store for you, you can have hope in the midst of it. Let's invite God to go with you every step of the way. Thanks for joining me for a few minutes in God's Word. Words of hope. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you so much.
And friends, thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope and being with us here today.
Please join us tomorrow morning as Jesus 101 will be with us to share a morning devotional. We'll have a dedicated prayer session, a special feature on how to make your child a winner, and so much more.
And if you enjoyed today's messages and would like to learn more about the Bible, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Again, friends, that's hope.study.
And before we go, we want to share with you a Bible promise. Today's Bible promise is from Matthew chapter 7, verse 11.
So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him?
And that verse has a special meaning for us today. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Elijah's birthday and we're preparing gifts for him. But our heavenly Father wants to give us even greater gifts. And that's a beautiful promise. Mm-hmm. So friends, take hold of Jesus and claim his promises today. We hope you enjoyed our time together. From the bottom of our hearts, we wish you a very happy Monday. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you so much that we can look up to you and call you our Father. Our Father. There's something so encouraging, so hope-filled when we can express those words to you. And so we pray, Lord, that today that you would give us the greatest gifts, the blessings of joy and peace. We ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit, and we pray that you would guide our day today. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.